rehab do you think you can make in your first day back?
You know, I'm just trying to help us get a win, you know. Coach, you're going to put me in the right situations. You know, my team believe in me, and I'm trying to do as much as I can to help us get a win.
What is your mentality like after this long wait?
It's been a long wait, you know, like you just said. I got to go out there and make plays and do my job.
What have you seen out of Deshaun since you have been able to
play? He's handling it really well. He's a great quarterback. And, you know, he's a good friend of mine. That's my boy. You know, we hang out all the time. We're real close. And I'm just, you know, happy for him and the way he's handling everything. And he's still, you know, balling.
You missed all the warm weather games. Here we are. Do you think you're a little better weather tested after last season of playing in this climate?
Right, definitely. You know, that's not an excuse, you know. We got to, you know, be on my A game, get back in the rhythm of things, you know. Practice went well this week, and I'm excited to be back out there with the guys. I've been having so much fun out there.
Corey, when you've been watching this offense around you, what do you think has been missing?
It's not my job to speak on that. I really, you know, you take that up with Coach Hugh and stuff. I think we've been, you know, handling things well. We're finally starting to put everything together. And, you know, I'm just excited about the future.
What do you think you can still accomplish over these final 7 games?
A lot. You know, my main goal is really just, you know, get as many wins as we can.
What have you been able to do with Deshaun, even when you were not out there on the practice field, to kind of develop some chemistry with him? Watch film together or anything?
Yeah, we hang out a lot. Like I said, this is my boy. You know, he's just been keeping me up, you know. It sucks for anyone to go through an injury, you know. So he's been doing a great job of that. And, you know, like I said, we just been connecting. And I'm excited to be back out there.
Well, you kind of learned about the challenges of trying to come back in season after an injury last year. Did you learn anything that you think will help you maybe have a kind of a better, more successful comeback, more production after your back?
I have to say, you know, stuff not going to go always as planned. You know, you just got to always be positive and keep on rolling. Don't never get discouraged about something. If, you know, someone, if I drop a pass or something, like, you know, just keep on positive energy the whole time. It's going to work out for itself.
You're coming back against one of the best defenses in the NFL and a couple of the best cornerbacks in the NFL. What can you say about now the defense in general, but those cornerbacks?
One of the cornerbacks I love like a brother, that's my boy Jalen Ramsey. You know, they're doing good. They got good thing going on over there. You know, they're rolling, playing good football. I'm excited, you know, to go and face that defense, you know, because – like you said, they're one of the better defense in the NFL. So, you know, I'm ready to step up for the challenge.
What's your relationship with Ramsey?
That's my boy. We got the same everything, you know, same agent, same marketing. We did our process together. Like I said, it's my brother, my boy.
Pre-draft,
yeah.
Corey, I know the injuries are just bad luck, but do you ever look at some of the guys in your draft class and say, I got to catch up to them from a kind of stat perspective?
No, I try to stay in my own lane. You can't, you know, control that. I just try to be the best version of Corey Coleman, to be truthful.
Have you been spending any time off the field yet with Josh Gordon? And if so, do you guys talk at all about, hey, you know, this could be really cool when we get back out there together?
Right, always, you know. Me and JG talk every day. Like I said, I'm so happy for him. He's, you know, back on track. And I'm excited to play with him, you know. Just for him, he's been an older guy. I can learn a lot from him. So I talk to him about, you know, everyday life. And we talk about football. We just talk about, like, what we can do and stuff like that. So, you know, it's good to have a guy. Well, all the guys are like that in the receiver corps. So I feel like we're blessed as a receiver corps to have such great guys and not any selfishness in the room.
You said he's walking around with a smile on his face all the time. Do you see a happier Josh this year?
I definitely do. definitely, he's excited. You know, people got growing pains and stuff, and he's happy to be here. You know, he's ready to play football.
When you, before you broke your hand this year, you were kind of, you know, aiming to have a Pro Bowl season. You had your sights set pretty high for yourself. Do you think you can kind of pick up where you left off?
Oh, definitely, definitely. I feel better. You know, feel like I'm in better shape. You know. And I just, like, think back on it. You can't take anything for granted, you know. So I just really stay prayed up to the man upstairs and just really try to be humble and just look back and say, like, it could always been worse.
Yeah.